The Opera House in Paris is a huge building. There are hundreds of rooms. There are many corridors. And there are many cellars deep under the stage. One evening in 1890, the manager of the Opera House had a party. The party was in a very large room behind the stage of the Opera House. Hundreds of people worked at the Opera House. Some people were singers and some people were dancers. Some people played musical instruments in the orchestra. Some people took care of the costumes. Some people took care of the lights. Some people moved the scenery on the stage. And some people sold tickets for the performances. All these people went to the manager's party. The dancers and the singers were excited. They were talking together in one part of the room. But they were not talking about the party. They were talking about the ghost in the opera house. A few of the singers and dancers had seen a strange man in the opera house. The man always wore a black cloak, and he always wore a white mask over his face. He never spoke to anybody. The singers and dancers named him the Phantom of the Opera.
"Have you seen him?"
a young dancer asked one of the singers.
"Yes, I saw him last week," the singer replied.
"Tell me about him," said the dancer.